Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There has been an operation targeting people involved in the online exploitation of children. Trooper O'Callaghan, please tell us what you discovered in that investigation.
The New York State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation, our investigators teamed up with the FBI and Lancaster Police Department for an operation, specifically trained investigators using our cyber tactics and our computer crimes, basically going after people who are looking and seeking to meet up with 13, 14, 15-year-olds for some sort of sexual exploitation of these children, victims. So what happens is, using the resources that we have, we set up these meets. We end up, the suspects, instead of ending up meeting a child, they meet a police officer and we arrest them. So right here in Western New York, in the town of Clarence and Lancaster, is where we had this operation. We were able to arrest six suspects, five right here locally and one not from the Western New York region, but it just goes to show people like this will drive a considerable distance to attempt to meet up with obviously juvenile for child exploitation.
What are the charges that they face?
It's mostly felony charges, and a lot of them are attempted rape second. Some of them have multiple charges, depending on how those conversations went before the meet. But one of the things I want to look at is New York State Police here in Western New York have a 40% increase in child pornography cases that we are working on from 24 to the year 2025, 40% more, and over 240 here locally of child pornography, whether it be uploading, disseminating, or downloading child pornography. So it keeps our investigators very busy. We've actually gotten to the point where we've created a whole department of investigators specially trained to look for and act on these type of crimes using our computer crimes, our forensic people in Batavia, to the point where we had to build a multi-million dollar expansion for our computer crimes and forensic identification unit to assist with this type of thing. And all of that to be said, now we have people acting out on these urges or impulses when it comes to children. So that is why we're not only delegating the staff and the manpower, but obviously the finances to go after these people to make sure that our communities and our children are as safe as possible.
Now, I noticed some of the charges you mentioned, attempted rape was one of those. They did not meet up with the children necessarily, but they met up with someone who was an undercover officer. How does that attempted rape charge fit in? Was it from the conversations or from the attempted meetup?
Correct. The attempted rape is exactly what would have happened. A rape would have happened. Obviously, someone who's older and someone who doesn't have the consent to go through with that type of sexual crime, that would have been the charge of rape second. So that is what it's based off of. Obviously, the attempt being that person went all the way through to the point of meeting what would have been a child, but obviously is a police officer or a trooper or an investigator, depending on the situation. But the fact of the matter is, had that been a child, let's say law enforcement weren't able to intervene. Like I said, we have six people here locally, and we're seeing a 40% uptick on just child pornography crimes here locally in Western New York. This could have been someone's child. Luckily, we're able to remove these people and make that arrest and obviously put them in the Erie County Holding Center with no bail.
What appears to be behind the recent increase in child porn cases, whether it's downloading or creating it?
One of the things we look at is the availability. Smartphones, right? Everyone's got a smartphone at this point, and the apps, the chat rooms, the different techniques and things that people can use to victimize children, whether it be for some sort of sexual gratification or obviously exploitation, or it could be some sort of fraud on the fraud end, making a vulnerable child send maybe an explicit picture of themselves and then using that as basically a means to pay the suspect. Otherwise, that picture would be shared with family and friends on their friends list. So we're seeing it on both avenues. Obviously, this creates a significant problem. So we always want to remind parents, you're not technically allowed to get, you know, a lot of these different apps, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, a lot of things. You're not allowed to make a profile until you're 13 years old. It's important for parents to know that, right? Shifts the blame to something else outside the parents saying no. But as a parent, you have to be diligent. It's an everyday thing when you start opening your child up to using apps with different chat rooms and different, obviously being out there, whether it be a locked account, which is what we prefer when parenting a child versus an open account, and go over the things where, who are you accepting friend requests from? How are these chats going? What are they asking for? And be very mindful of that. Listen, it's no different than when you have a parent teaching a son or daughter to drive a car at 16 years old. You're with them. You're showing them. You're part of that kind of learning experience. It's no different here. This could go from really a fun time to a real bad time very quickly when it comes to social media. And it doesn't just stop at the apps on the phone. It could be Roblox. It could be Minecraft. It could be anything where you could have a social chat room or a digital chat room within that game type or that game setting. So again, make sure as a parent, you're on it, you're having those conversations and you're monitoring that. It's very important to be, you know, involved in that type of learning when it comes to social media. If you believe that your child is a victim, whether they send something explicit or not, or you believe that, you know, someone in your family is, please call 911. Don't sit on it. Don't wait for it to get worse. Don't ignore it. It's one of the things we have a lot within the New York State Police, working with other local law enforcement and federal agencies. We have a lot of assets that we could track these things down, and we could go after these, you know, suspects that are preying on vulnerable children. And we have a lot of assistance within other programs that can help you and your family if you become a victim or if you believe that you are a victim of some sort of sexual exploitation or some sort of fraud. So please contact 911. We consider that an emergency because we've had kids take drastic measures, and we want to make sure our communities and our children are as safe as possible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.